Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's Kimmel. It's a tale as old as time, Lou. I mean, he's just in between, and he knows they're pounding him in. He's having a hard time laying off that 2-2. Swing and a miss. He could not hold up.
You don't read into too much, right? But he hasn't played second in three games.
Yep.
It's been David Hamilton out there, Abreu. He's been center field today. Abreu is coming back. It's not like he's your everyday second baseman. He hasn't been out there.
Well, he just did something he never does. He just slammed his helmet, threw it under the back wall of the Red Sox dugout. Here's Connor Wong, who takes the ball low. I mean, it's not easy. He's in a huge rut, and you know he's just scrambled up top.
High noon here on Jones and Keefe. We're taking you up until 2 on a Friday. We got the week in review coming your way about 45 minutes from now, 12:45 every Friday. It's also Top 5 Friday, Friday 4-pack. If you missed either of those, it's on the Audacy app, Audacy. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Now, we had more discussion about Christian Campbell penciled in here earlier today, Keith. He's
That's right.
been demoted by the Boston Red Sox. They may have already ruined him. Although you and I less fearful of that, I think, than some. But you have to wonder how they're developing players and whether or not they're doing the right things. And I'll be honest, some of that discussion is covered in this new Jeff Passan piece on Rafael Devers. We've been reading you little nuggets from it here over the last half hour or so from when it first came out. I know Carrabba's feels like it's a hit piece on Rafael Devers.
I don't know if it is. I mean, this just might be the case. This just might be how Rafael Devers dealt with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you think Passan's making stuff up.
Well, and again,
which I don't.
A hit piece would mean all this stuff came out of nowhere and we knew none of it.
We've been talking about this off and on for months.
Right. Terry Francona, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was a bit much.
Being addicted to pills all of a sudden came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's a hit piece. Telling us all the details about how Rafael Devers didn't want to play the field.
Yeah, we
didn't
know that
initially want to go to DH and then didn't want to play the field. We kind of knew all that in real time. Hell, Devers said it on the record through a translator, but he said it on the record.
That's what's kind of unique about this one compared to some of the other stories when guys have left town or whatever is even if you remove all of the quote unquote reported sources and all that stuff, just the press conferences from Rafael Devers, take those. And then some of the answers, the public answers by Cora or Breslow or Kennedy on this very station. If you just listen to that, I think you could form your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then let alone you got guys like Passan kind of filling in some of the holes.
So I'm reading over Passan, and we can start and stop as we go here, Keith. He says, Devers, according to a person familiar with his thinking, felt lied to and betrayed by the Red Sox.
We've been talking about that for months.
Cora, long one of Devers' chief supporters and advocates, supported his expulsion. I read that detail earlier.
Yep.
Good. I'm happy that's somewhere in print. Cora's on board. Craig Breslow, the Red Sox chief baseball officer, whom Devers publicly badmouthed amid the hostility.
Also, we heard that firsthand.
He played hatchet, man.
Yeah.
Red Sox ownership, which at first wanted to mend the relationship between the parties, knowing that 2 years earlier it had guaranteed him $313.5 million to play a central role in the forthcoming resurgence, lost faith. They greenlit the deal. Also know that. Ownership is going to sign off on something
fairly
of this
obvious.
Magnitude.
And also, wouldn't you say they clearly wanted him at one point, and even if they were sort of bullied into it.
There's more on that, but did they want him or were they bullied into it? It was more the second thing, yeah.
Yeah, right, but they did give him a contract worth over $300 million, and maybe people feel differently, but I don't believe they thought, all right, in a year and a half, we'll trade him.
Just like that.
I didn't think so.
Just like that, Devers was gone, passing rights. He continues. Devers represented an opportunity for the Red Sox to illustrate they remain dedicated now as much as the future. This is when they signed him after Bogarts left and they traded away Betts.
Well, it made sense because you had these top prospects all coming up through the system, and you're like, you don't want to just rip away all of the all-star caliber players from your major league roster. So they did commit to him, again, because they didn't to Mookie Betts. So they felt like, all right, we have an all-star guy.
Got to do this right. Then, by the way, I supported at the time. I wanted them to sign Devers over Bogarts.
Yeah, he's the better player.
I mean, I guess I was half right on that. I was right about the Bogarts part, maybe less so about the Devers part. Passan says, making moves to mollify restless fans is a hallmark of bad organizations. Red Sox specialize in that.
Yes, they do.
But with declining viewership on Nesson and empty seats at Fenway, ownership pushed to lock up Devers long term. Multiple high-ranking officials in baseball ops, now remember, that's not Breslow, opposed the idea. They were overruled. And in January 2023, Devers agreed to a 10-year, $313.5 million extension that would begin in 2024. Largest commitment in franchise history. Executives around the game, this is interesting, questioned the wisdom of the deal. Yes, Devers had grown into a consistently excellent hitter. From 2019 to 22, his OPS plus ranked 25th among 247 players. Cool.
All right, so he's a top 25
top
in OPS
25
plus.
Stick in OPS
Doesn't
plus.
Doesn't sound like a Hall of Famer to me, but okay.
And sure, in a market like Boston where fandom is religion, placating the masses matters, but the question in their minds, meaning other executives, outweighed those factors. How soon would Devers need to move off third base, where he was a below-average defender? Would his body, always squatty...
Below-average is kind.
Yeah, it is. His body, always squatty, passing right.
A little squatty. Yeah, a little squatty.
How often did long-term contracts for one-dimensional players work out? Just because it was a deal that needed to happen didn't make it a good one. So this goes back to exactly what you asked Bradford yesterday.
Yeah.
Is Devers a good contract? No. Most of baseball feels like it's terrible, which is why there was only one real taker.
Yeah, because I was wondering about that, because going back to Mookie Betts, because we've had to compare the two so many times, you're like, all right, you didn't get as much for him because he only had 1 year left. And now it's like, well, you didn't get as much for Devers because he has so many years left. You're like, well, what the hell is it supposed to be? How many years? Like, what's the sweet spot? If you had three more years of Devers, maybe then you'd actually get a good return. And also, the contracts are going up and up. We just saw two guys, signed for over $700 million.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants owe Devers less than $300. So, like, it's that bad of a contract? Like, next, it's weird. Like, the next year, it's like 29, 31, but then it levels out at like $28.5 million. Is that crazy? Even for a DH, even if he's just a DH. And he,
I get your point, but I'm telling you, based on Passan's reporting,
okay,
yes, they think it's a bad deal.
So they do. Which, I guess, speaks a little bit better to Breslow. I know fans don't want to hear it, but maybe there really weren't a lot of deals for Devers. People love Devers here, but how many other teams really wanted him? And
go back to the Giants owner the other day also saying, well, yeah, the deal wouldn't get done if we didn't pick up the whole contract, and I had to call John Henry because they were asking for too much. I had to get them to lower their asking price. That might just be an owner taking credit, because all these owners want credit for everything, even though all they do is write checks. But if we take it at face value, the driving force was the contract once they decided. I don't think that was a driving force in trading him, but once they decided to trade him, I do think it was a driving force. It was the main factor. Let's go back to when they signed Bregman. Ready? This is the initial bit of rage from Devers. And I think there's some bad looks for Devers in here. Maybe this is what Karabas is talking about with a happy hit piece
Friday.
Well,
it's not going to be all good stuff for Devers. That's why he's gone.
Correct.
Yeah.
And look, just because, I mean, everybody loves the hit pieces on Breslow. F you, Brez, you effing stiff. Yeah. That's a hit piece on Breslow.
Yeah.
And people are fine with those kind of hit pieces. They're true. The AI interviews,
well,
that's
even,
true.
Even, like,
those are hit pieces, just saying, FYI.
The June Lee report people have latched onto, and they're like, oh, that's bad for Devers. They're like, that's the whole Red Sox organization.
So, like,
that's actually more so Red Sox organization. I think the headline of that was, like, what a bleep show it is there.
A lot of this is covered in here.
Anyway,
ready?
Yeah.
So, when the prospect of Bregman going to Boston first surfaced, Breslow assured Devers' camp nothing serious was afoot. That's wrong of Breslow. Okay?
No, we know that. They lied to him. He has the right to be mad.
But who lied to him? We get some answers on this. So initially, Breslow lied to Devers' camp. He assured his camp nothing serious was afoot, and that if it were, he would let Devers know. Okay?
Okay.
Cora wanted to meet with Devers in the Dominican Republic during the offseason, but Devers didn't respond to messages.
Well, Ortiz knows what that's all about.
Which was not entirely surprising. He typically goes off the grid on his winter treat to Samana in the Dominican Republic.
I do. We're all on our phones too much. Get off your phone. Get off the device. Phones are killing everybody.
But, you know, it's hard to be upset that they weren't informing you when you're not answering your phone.
It's also true.
It disappointed some in the organization. Though the Red Sox were simultaneously pursuing Bregman and Nolan Arenado, there wasn't enough confidence in a deal being consummated with either to flag Devers. Okay?
But this is also funny because Breslow at the time, we feel like, didn't really even want those guys.
Also true.
So maybe he was telling Devers' camp one thing because he was also kind of hoping.
He's like, I don't even want him.
Yeah.
Then Boston made its final offer to Bregman with other teams and their negotiations winding down. It was 3 years, 120, with opt-outs after 2 years. Within an hour, Bregman accepted. Devers found out when the news broke, and he was not panicked. Red Sox officials said privately they planned on using Bregman at second base. That's another bad thing from the Red Sox.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, the Red Sox didn't do a great job here.
But the move registered as curious nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Then Devers showed up at spring training, and the team broached the idea of him shifting to DH. Their computer models.
Yeah, of course.
Because, of course, they're projecting everything there.
You should be the designated hitter.
Said the best version of the 2025 Red Sox would feature the reigning minor league player of the year, Christian Campbell, at second, Bregman at third, and Devers at DH. Devers was livid. A player's position is part of his identity. He was a third baseman. Not a very good one.
It's part of his identity. However, most of the major leaguers now change positions.
Yeah.
So are you saying they all changed their identity? Then fine, but they do.
A-Rod might be the most selfish player of all time. His identity was shortstop. He moved to third.
Right.
Beyond that, though, was a breach in the trust implicit in a contract of Devers' magnitude. At the very least, if the Red Sox were intent on him moving positions, he wanted to ease into the new role. Play a couple of times at third, take the rest of his at-bats at DH. No, he was told, this was best for the team. So honestly, that is fair from Devers.
I think it's dumb.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honest. Yeah, I mean, Bregman's a Gold Glove third baseman. Why are we going to take him off of third base?
But could you give Devers a day, Bregman a day off and be like, Devers, you're playing third? Like something like that? Like, is there a way to keep Devers in action at third and even at first before just saying, hey, lose your glove, which Cora told him, we'll get to it. We knew that.
At the start of the season when Bregman and Casas were both healthy, I did not want Devers in the field.
I didn't either, but if Devers was willing to meet him halfway, I at least think that's fair. I'll give him that.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
The front office's track record. The front office's tack reinforced the feeling in the clubhouse that the organization's reliance on analytics for decision-making had come at the expense of a productive interpersonal communication. But at the same time, players acknowledged Devers' DHing probably would allow them to field their best lineup.
Yes.
After initially saying he wouldn't DH, Devers wound up relenting. Cora told him to not even bother bringing a glove to the spring training field. She was comfortable that at least he could focus only on hitting. So Cora lied to him about that, just
that
way.
Yeah.
That wasn't all Breslow lying to him. That's Cora. But even though they're overly reliant on the computer models, which is true, all the players on the team, it says here, were like, yeah, we're better if Devers is at DH.
They are better. Well, they were better, right? I know it gets going into what happened in the season, and you both corner infielders get hurt, one of them out for the whole season. But I've maintained the same stance on this the whole time. They did lie to Devers. That was a mistake. He had every right to be pissy and have the press conference and handle it the way that he did. I get it. He felt like he was lied to. He's pissed off. At the end of the day, you make $300 million to play baseball. They want you to be the DH, which is really the only good thing that you do anyway. You've been a bad third baseman, the worst third baseman, in fact, in all of baseball. This isn't like an average third baseman being like, wait a minute, you're taking my position? No, you're the worst. You've had year after year after year to improve in the field. You never did. And now they went out and got somebody. You wanted the team to improve 2 years ago. They finally did, but you didn't like the position that they did. So you felt lied to. You're mad. But now you're taking out all of your anger at Breslow, Cora, maybe even higher up, on the rest of your teammates,
right,
who each and every one of those guys and already has moved positions.
By the way, Twitch chat. Oh, that's a couple of lies from the front office and another one from Cora. I mean,
yeah, they're not doing a great job.
Fine. They were misleading to him for sure about the Bregman pursuit. They lied to him about the Bregman pursuit. Did they lie to him about not needing a glove, or did a bunch of injuries happen and they needed him? Things did change. Everything changed May 2nd, writes Passan. First baseman Tristan Casas suffered a season-ending injury. The internal options were limited. Breslow approached Devers about moving to first, and Devers couldn't believe it. Like, again, what an a-hole.
Well, he's just clueless.
Somebody got hurt, and the GM says, hey, would you mind playing first? And he's, like, livid about it. He had already changed positions, quote-unquote.
I mean, not really.
Against his will once. Now the Red Sox were asking him to do it again. The disrespect galled him.
I mean, this guy's a...
Galled him.
Yeah.
So a player got hurt. The team's like, hey, can you help out? And it galled him.
Yeah.
The team didn't believe the ask was too much.
It's not.
I like this. They had, you know, this is coming from the organization. They hadn't asked him to be a clubhouse leader, a role which he wasn't particularly well suited for.
Oh, it's terrible at that.
They didn't belabor his fitness or weakness in the field. they are ripping him.
Yeah.
This is what the money was for. To play where the team needed him to play and keep rating him like one of the best hitters in the world. That's your point.
Yeah.
You have this giant contract. You're making the same money either way. Part of the reason we gave you the contract, the implication is, hey, when we ask you to do something, do it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even ask you to do that much. You're not in shape. We don't ask you to get in shape.
Nope.
We don't ask you to do any team functions or anything like that. We don't ask you to be a team leader. The least you can do is get your ass out to first base when our first baseman gets hurt.
You don't even have to talk after games. That's another thing in the story. Like, he wouldn't talk after games. They were like, you know, Neston would want to do interviews with players right after the game when they would win. He would wave them off every single time, so they were getting annoyed by that. There's a lot of little things kind of adding up there, but no, that's the thing, because it goes back to he feels like he was lied to and also disrespected. You have the biggest contract in Red Sox franchise history.
And most of baseball was like, they couldn't believe they gave it to him. Most of baseball is like, wow, you're not only do you have the biggest contract, the rest of the sport thinks you're wildly overpaid.
Yes. In fact, you were available and nobody really wanted you for that contract.
You can't be bothered to get your ass to first base. A little bit more here quick. His refusal to play first, though, coalesced ownership, the front office, and the coaching staff. So they all got on the same page. They're like, this a-hole.
Yep.
If they were going to build the sort of winning culture that permeated the organization throughout the 2000s and 2010s, what sort of message did it send that the team's best player, quote-unquote, refused to do what they felt was best for the team? After Devers told the media he would not play first, Henry, Kennedy, Breslow all flew to Kansas City, where Boston was playing to speak with Devers. He met again with Henry for breakfast the next day, according to a source. I don't know.
Omelet bar, hopefully. Love an omelet bar.
Who chewed John's food for? He met again with Henry. So Henry flew out. They met again the next day for breakfast.
Nice.
According to a source.
Pretty fancy.
Devers indicated he would prepare to play the position. Oh, good.
Oh, we got a breakthrough.
... in 2026.
So dumb. If
the team wanted him to move there full time. While publicly the Red Sox deemed the meetings productive, they knew what was happening next. Rafael Devers was getting traded. Public consequences be damned. So Passan is passing on, no pun intended, what we all thought. When Henry went to meet with him, it was a last ditch. When Devers spit in his face, metaphorically, they were done with him.
Yeah.
And I think we all knew that.
They're working on a trade probably after that.
He said he'd play first base in 2026, just in time for Casas to get healthy. He'll waddle out there to first base.
So Casas, who defended Devers in spring training and said Devers should be the third baseman and Bregman should be the second baseman, Devers said, I'll take his job next year. That's basically what he said. I do that. It's like, okay, great. So we have an injured first and third baseman, and our DH says he'll play first base next year. Awesome. Because I don't think and people hear what they want to hear, and people are dug in on like which side they think is right. Yeah, I think you have to admit that everybody screwed up.
I'd acknowledge I'm dug in.
I'm dug in, too.
And
Devers is a baby and a horrible teammate, and I'm glad he's gone.
Everybody screwed up. Who screwed up worse?
Devers. Devers, because he's letting his whole team down, right? Like, I get being pissed off at those guys in front of you, but they didn't mess with your playing time. You're not in and out of the lineup. You're hitting second in the lineup every single night. You were the DH, which really was maximizing your skill set. And then because of two injuries, they asked you to pick up a glove. And I also maintain he wouldn't have played 100 games at first base. He probably would have played two or three times a week is my guess. And then they'd be like, oh, all right, Romy's in there against lefties or whatever. Like, they would use first base. They would use DH. They'd be more flexible, which Agreed. Is what they were looking for.
And also, if he went out there and was a disaster, I think they would say, Rafi, good job. You tried. I mean, the fans might rip him, and we might rip him, but internally,
I wouldn't because I was consistent on this, too. He's a trash third baseman. No, you might.
Depending on how bad he was at first, I might.
But I thought he would be bad at first, but I'm like, at least you tried. Then, like, the whole terrible teammate thing is out the window.
Well,
now it's like you're a terrible fielder, which we already knew.
So that's fair. I would rip him for being a terrible fielder, but no longer could you rip him for being a terrible teammate. He went out there and did it. And I think
like Kyle Schwarber playing first. It might have looked like that, but you're like, all right, he's out there, and look at, we all love him.
And Schwarber even had some fun with it.
He did.
In real time. Yeah. So, no, I think internally he would have been supported to do that. The best he could get was, in 2026, I'll play first base, which does nobody on this team, current team, 2025, any good.
No.
So there's a lot more in there from Jeff Passan. We'll continue to work our way through it with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. What do you think of the latest revelations in this story? We can also get back to Christian Campbell getting sent down to AAA. Billy will have details on that in trending. We also have the Week in Review on the way at 1245, so stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.